So let me ask you a question. Have you ever actually wondered what Jesus's day-to-day job description was?
Right, like practically speaking.
Yeah, exactly. Not the super high-level theology stuff where we just talk about the afterlife, but what he actually came to do on a random Tuesday.
Well, I mean, that is the core of what we're looking at today.
It is. Welcome to our discussion, everyone. Today we are unpacking this month's topic, which centers on a really pivotal, almost explosive moment in the Bible. We're looking at Luke chapter 4, verses 16 through 21. It's often called Jesus's manifesto.
And honestly, it's one of the most misunderstood passages, too.
Oh, completely. Because our mission for this conversation isn't just to, dust off some ancient historical artifact.
Right, we're not just doing a history lesson here.
Exactly. We are looking at a dynamic, highly active blueprint. The goal today is to show you, yes, you listening right now, how the exact same mission announced in that tiny small town synagogue is actively transforming lives, breaking addictions, and healing physical bodies today.
Which honestly is the only lens through which this text makes any real sense. Like, if we just relegate this to a first century historical event, we completely miss the mechanics of what was actually set in motion. We are talking about an ongoing present day reality. It didn't end in antiquity.
No, it didn't. But to really get the magnitude of what's happening, we have to kind of set the scene. We need to talk about the tension in that room.
Oh, the tension must have been unbelievable.
Right, because imagine this. Nazareth is not some major metropolitan hub. It's an agrarian village, maybe what, like 400 people living there?
Yeah, tiny. Everyone knows everyone.
Exactly. And it's the ultimate hometown debut. You're stepping up to the microphone, looking out at a room full of people who watched you grow.